There's no getting around it. The folksy, down-to-earth charm of church basement ladies is heartwarming and would make a statue crack a smile. If you've ever had the opportunity to orbit those dedicated women who keep a church running, who cook, make coffee, serve, and clean up, then you know that while they have big hearts, they also have big opinions that they don't mind sharing from time to time. This latest offering by Swift Creek Mill Theater is fun, as the four main ladies keep the pastor in line, all the while trying hard to weather the storms of change that have come to Minnesota's East Cornucopia Lutheran Church of the Prairie. Those storms include, but are not limited to, the pastor's new wife, the death of an old friend, a lutefisk dinner, a Hawaiian Easter celebration, a broken boiler, hot flashes, dating a Catholic, and a wedding. Oh yeah, and they occasionally break out into some really funny songs as well. The four women are led by the delightful Robin Arthur, who manages to be hysterical while ruling the kitchen with an iron fist. She reminds us how she suffers in silence, which gets one of the biggest laughs of the night. Arthur elicits more laughs with her opinions of the changing world and puts on that ticked-off kindergarten teacher stare with perfection. The mother-daughter team of Karin and Signa Ingelson are well played by Anna Marie Rossi and Tara Callahan, respectively. Both have good voices and elicit their fair share of laughs. All the women worry about Singa as she is off to the city for college, and there is concern that she'll stop being the country girl they all helped to raise. Then there is Ingrid Young as Mavis Gilmerson. Wow! Not only can she flat out sing, but her comic timing is nearly impeccable, and she manages to steal scene after scene with her broad physical comedy and wide-eyed innocence. If this doesn't break her out into some more big-profile roles, I will be disappointed. Director and set designer Tom Witt has constructed a great set, down to the ancient appliances, utilitarian green walls and counters, and a door that consistently sticks. It is very easy to imagine the stage as an actual church kitchen. Marlon Scravey's costumes are solid and range from work clothes to Hawaiian finery to wedding duds with ease. Joe Doran's lights are bright and cheerful, even without his usual magic tricks. As an aside, Doran's work is going international, as some of his designs will be seen in Turkestan and a handful of other countries. Paul Deese serves as the music director, and Robin Arthur adds the choreography. The two work well and enhance the play. What can I tell you? If you're looking for a deep philosophical treatise on the nature of change within a small farming community in the 1960s, you'll be disappointed. If you're looking for a truly fun evening of theater with some toe-tapping tunes and more than a few laughs, point the car toward Swift Creek Mill and have a good time. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.